There's a post-election power struggle happening in North Carolina. With the clock running down on the GOP supermajority, the legislature seeks to remove powers from the incoming Democratic governor. Some of those powers include appointments to an elections board and judgeships. Here's WUNC's Colin Campbell.
When the state Senate voted last week on what was originally touted as a bill to provide relief to victims of Tropical Storm Helene, protesters disrupted the proceedings. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, presiding, quickly ordered all members of the public to leave the chamber.
Clear the gallery. Just clear the gallery. Everybody's got to go.
Protesters objected because parts of the bill have nothing to do with storm relief. It would also take powers from the governor, a Democrat, to appoint the board that oversees elections and give those powers to the state auditor, soon to be a Republican. GOP Senate Leader Phil Berger says the elections board is tilted to Democrats now.
We need to have balance on the board that, you know, is responsible for counting votes and making those decisions about elections. The Democrats have said no, 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 hell no.
The bill does other things to weaken the governor's office, soon to be held by Democrat Josh Stein. It would take away some powers to appoint judges and to expand unemployment benefits. And it weakens the attorney general and school superintendent, also soon to be newly elected Democrats. North Carolina is among a few states where Republican supermajorities regularly override vetoes by Democratic governors, and the Senate overrode this veto by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. But Democratic Senator Mary Wills Boddy says the bill's unconstitutional.
This is an unprecedented move that disregards the will of the people. It's about vindictive, sore loser politics.
Republicans note that back in the 1980s, Democrats weakened the lieutenant governor's powers when a Republican won that office. Though the Senate overrode Cooper's veto, it could be closer when the House meets Wednesday. A few Republicans say the bill doesn't include any new money for storm relief. And the GOP lost seats in the election and won't have the veto override supermajority come January. For NPR News, I'm Colin Campbell in Raleigh, North Carolina.